What's on my heart right now is what's going on a worldwide scale. And I believe very clearly, explicitly, we are on the verge of seal number three. Seal number three, you could read of that in Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, which is the 66th book of the Bible, 6th chapter, and the 6th verse. Let me read that to you. Listen very carefully to this. It says in God's word, "Then I heard what sounded like a voice among the four living creatures saying, a quart of wheat for a day's wages, and three quarts of barley for a day's wage, and do not damage the oil and the wine." So very clearly, this is talking about what will be coming soon, and that is food scarcity. Not food abundance, food scarcity. And if you've been listening to the news, undoubtedly, you probably are very much aware of what's going on in the western part of the United States, not only an unusual heat wave and water shortages, but I also recently heard that there is developing a plague with grasshoppers. A lot of very strange, bizarre things are going on in our hour, July the 10th, 2021. And I think that's an important time to mention this message, and that is this date, July the 10th, 2021, because things are moving very, very rapidly. I don't know how much longer we will have before we definitely do enter seal number three. It's coming very, very quickly, very fast. And seal number four is famine. So this thing is going to hit. And once it does hit, it's going to continue on. So from what God's word has to say in Revelation chapter 6, it would be smart, it would be very wise to get extra food and prepare long-term food, talking like rice and beans and canned goods, other things like that, things that you'll be able to eat if you cannot get to the stores, if you cannot buy the food, if the food is not there. Now, what I mentioned from Revelation chapter 6, verse 6, reading that particular translation, a modern translation, is very, very clear. Now, there are a lot of Christians, real Christians, that continue to read the King James Version of the Bible, and definitely, without question, it is a very difficult translation, and in this verse, it's very misleading. And the reason I say it's misleading is because Revelation 6, 6 in the King James states that for a penny, for one penny, you'll get a measure of wheat, and for one penny, you get three measures of barley. Now, in our day, obviously, for one penny, you can't buy anything. I can't think of anything I could even buy for a nickel, much less one penny. And it's saying here that you can buy a measure of wheat, and that's ambiguous. What is a measure of wheat? But the Greek term translated penny by the King James here is denarion or denarius, and a denarius was a day's wage. So for a day's wage, they are able to buy a measure of wheat or a quart of wheat. Again, explicitly showing, as shown in the modern translations, food scarcity, not food abundance, as might be implied, as some might misunderstand from the King James. So what's ahead of us? What is ahead of us? Not only food scarcity and captivity and death, but before we even go into captivity and death, we'll be being hated and betrayed. Fauci recently stated, and before I even tell you what he said, I believe that Fauci is the false prophet. And the reason I believe he's the false prophet, because he's working hand in hand with Bill Gates, who I believe, hands down, with all the evidence about this man, that he is the Antichrist. The false prophet is described in the Word of God as one that looks like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. The dragon in the book of Revelation is the devil. The devil is a liar, and Fauci is a liar. When he opens his mouth, lies fly out. It's all about this thing that's going on and the emphasis on getting the injection. So there's all kind of things happening, and it's happening very, very quickly. But Fauci said this. Fauci said, the United States is now divided into two groups, the vaccinated and the non-vaccinated. The vaccinated are considered safe. They can freely travel about, for the most part, operating somewhat normal in society. That is, as long as they can prove their vaccination, if they have to provide it. And of course, it's going to go on and on with boosters and more vaccines. On the other hand, the non-vaccinated, they're being considered unsafe. They're spreading germs. They're a variant factory. And they also reject science. They're dangerous to society. And they're dangerous even to the people that got the vaccine. So that's their narrative. That's what they want us to believe. And you can see the way everything is moving along. You can see what's going to transpire. You could see how we are going to be hated and betrayed. People are going to hate us and betray us because they have been misled by the false prophet, thinking that we are the problem, when in reality, we're not the problem at all. There are quarantine camps. There are FEMA camps. There are different things they have already erected in different parts of the world, not just over in Canada and the United States, Australia, all over, to put these people that have not received the injection. It's a very, very strange time. Revelation 13, verse 10 says, if anyone is to go into captivity, he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. So immediately, if I had nothing else, I would know at this particular point in time, just by reading this scripture, that the saints are still going to be here. The saints are not going to be raptured out. The saints are still going to be here. And it calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. So we're going to have to endure. And at this particular point in time, those of us that have our eyes open, we are watching things unfold inch by inch, step by step. We're patiently enduring, and we're going to have to continue to be faithful right to the very end of our life to get into God's kingdom. The latter part of the third angel's message is Revelation 14, verse 12. I'll give the whole message in several minutes from now. But Revelation 14, 12 says, this calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints. There it is again. On the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. There's the emphasis. We must remain faithful to Jesus. But unfortunately, many are going to turn away. And we know many are going to turn away because Jesus said many were going to turn away. You could read about that in Matthew chapter 24. So unfortunately, there's going to be a tremendous falling away. You can imagine the pressure. The pressure, you're going to go into a camp. You're going to be beheaded. You won't be able to buy or sell unless you get this mark on your body. And this thing is speeding along. And folks, it's not far off. I want to say that again. This is not far off. Children at this particular point in time are not going to grow up. That's how short the time is. It's not going to go on to numerous generations ahead of this one. This is the last generation. Jesus is that close and coming back. But before I get to that point, I got to share a lot of other things building up to it. And it's this, among other things, please, please, please remember this scripture, Revelation 12, 11. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. Again, Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. But a part that is not mentioned in this scripture that is very, very important to remember is after that comes paradise. Death is not the end. After that occurs, the faithful will then go to paradise, our home. That's where our citizenship is. That's where we belong. That's where our Heavenly Father is, the precious Lord Jesus, and our spiritual family in Christ. So that's how we got to look at it. We got to think big picture. We got to be thinking along those lines. This is what's happening. And believe it or not, it was removed from the Canadian website, but probably somewhere around 1 year ago, the Canadian government had on their website that they wanted a programmable hydraulic guillotine. Hard to believe, but that's exactly what they were asking for. Why? That was their response to COVID-19. Now, obviously, the implication is connecting the dots. What's going to happen? These people, not only in Canada, but the United States and all around the world, the people that wisely do not take the mark of the beast, they are going to be executed. They're going to be decapitated. Their head is going to be removed. Just like it says clearly in Revelation chapter 20, verse 4, we are going to be beheaded. So this is coming. Now, hand in hand with the verses I just read, especially Revelation 12, verse 11, courage is an absolute must. Now, when I think about this, even years ago, I never, ever believed that I would be alive when the mark of the beast will be coming to the forefront. But it happened so quick, everything changed, as you well know. Around March of 2020, just like you snap your fingers, all of a sudden, the world changed. And courage is something we absolutely must have. It's going to be for every one of us, just like Daniel chapter 3 all over again. But this time, when the focus there was on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, this time, the focus is going to be on you and your test. And what are you going to do about this thing, this mark you're going to need on your body? James 1:12 says, blessed is the man that perseveres under trial, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life that God promised to those who love him. Now, on the other hand, the people that don't overcome, the ones that don't get in the kingdom, Revelation 21:8, it says, but the cowardly, notice that term, or the fearful, the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, sexually immoral, those who practice the magic arts, the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. So we are going to need godly courage. In fact, you need courage, period, to be a Christian at any time. But especially at this particular point in time, when it's coming right down to the wire, and that is, you're going to have to either take that mark or you're going to go into captivity and you're going to be killed with the sword. It's that simple, and it's coming in your lifetime. It's not only coming in your lifetime, it's coming very quickly, and I'm going to show you that soon. So at this particular point in time, when after Seal 3, now we're not at Seal 3 yet, but when Seal 3 finally does arrive, at that particular point, that is when Revelation 13:10, which I already read, as well as the warning from the third angel occurs. Now, this is what that warning is from the third angel, and I don't believe it's an actual literal angel like Gabriel flying around given that kind of warning. It's going to be a corporate warning from the messengers of God, and that's what the term angel means. It means messenger. They're going to be speaking out this warning about not taking the mark of the beast. Here it is. It's Revelation 14, 9 through 12. A third angel followed them and said in a loud voice, if anyone worships the beast in his image and receives his mark on the forehead or on his hand, he too will drink of the wine of God's fury, which has been poured full strength into the cup of his wrath. He will be tormented with burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and of the Lamb, and the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints who obey God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. So as I just stated several minutes back, without question, since the saints are going to be here, there can be no pre-trib rapture. If the saints would be raptured out of here, this warning to the saints would not be relevant. But of course, we know it is relevant. It's in the Bible. God's word says that the saints are going to need to be faithful to Jesus, and it's implied to the very end. Another thing that's really shown crystal clear in this passage is there is no once saved, always saved, or eternal security. That's impossible, because the warning to the saints is that the saints who are not faithful are going to go to the lake of fire. They're going to be tormented with burning sulfur, and the smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, no rest day or night. So that certainly is not eternal security, once saved, always saved, the preservation of saints or the perseverance of the saints. That is a false doctrine, a dangerous, ear-tickling false doctrine. Furthermore, this same passage, Revelation 14, 9 through 12, also refutes the doctrine embraced by the Seventh-day Adventists and the Jehovah's Witnesses, which would say that the wicked dead are annihilated. They will not be annihilated. It says here and several other places in crystal clarity, they are going to be tormented forever and ever. There is no annihilation of the wicked dead. Also, one other point before I move on. Believe it or not, a fourth false doctrine is likewise refuted in this passage. And that is, there is no universal salvation. Though Jesus died for everyone, not everyone receives that. Not everyone follows Jesus. Not everyone will believe on him. And consequently, most people will perish. Now, I believe, as strange as this might sound to some people, I believe we are already in the tribulation. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, it speaks of a time of worldwide distress. That's another word for the word tribulation. And I definitely do believe that is what we have entered, and we have already been in such a horrible situation for over 1 year. The scriptures do not explicitly say when the Great Tribulation will start or how long it is. But it does tell us when it's going to end. And it's going to end right before the rapture. The rapture is the termination of the Great Tribulation and the start of God's wrath. The Great Tribulation is the anger or the wrath of the devil. And that's even confused. They got it switched around, all confused and contorted. I'm talking about the pre-trib rapture people because they have an agenda. They're trying to teach a pre-trib rapture doctrine, which is not built on Scripture. And I myself used to believe that after I left the Roman Catholic Church. I went in a church, first time ever I heard about pre-trib rapture. And for a number of years, I believed that it's not true. The Bible teaches a post-trib rapture. But very important point about the Antichrist. Listen very carefully. The Antichrist is only going to rule and reign for 42 months. Now, we do not know when his reign is going to start, but we know the length of it, again, 42 months, according to Revelation 13, verse 5. And it's also going to be terminated when Jesus comes back at the Mount of Olives to set up his thousand-year reign. So we know that detail about it as well. So the question is, when does he start his reign? It's not clear, but possibly, maybe, at the point of the war on the saints. There's going to be a war on the saints. That's going to happen. All kind of terrible things are yet to occur. And again, getting back to what I stated earlier, patient endurance, faithfulness on the part of saints, and courage, godly courage. You got to stand. You got to remain faithful to Jesus, even though everybody around you will take the mark. You must not do that. You cannot do that. Now, as strange as this might sound to some people, the Antichrist and the false prophet will be the very first ones to get to the lake of fire, even before the devil gets there. Now, the devil's going to get there, but first, the Antichrist and the false prophet. So all kinds of things are happening. We know specifically about the mark of the beast, Revelation 13, 16, and 17. That's the primary focus. To get the details, the term mark refers to etching or stamp. The Greek term is charagma. It comes from a different root, which is charax, which means sharpened to a point, a stake or a palisade. And that perfectly describes the microneedle smart patch vaccine. Perfectly. Now, what is so interesting about all this is an enzyme called luciferase, which is actually put on the tips of the microneedle vaccine that will glow under a special light. And the tips of the coming microneedle vaccine will stay in the person's body. And another shocker about all this is, believe it or not, the microneedle vaccine is so easily to apply, people that have no medical training at all can apply it to themselves as long as they're a normal, average person. They can put it on for themselves, and it's going to leave behind a mark, but invisible to the naked eye. And I believe because the mark of the beast is coming deceitfully, and the reason I believe it so strongly that it's coming deceitfully is because the devil is directly linked to it, as well as the Antichrist. That has sin and deceit written all over it. So if that is the case, and it is, then we can assume that when this vaccine, the microneedle smart patch vaccine, comes about, they're not going to openly say, this is going to leave a mark on your body. In fact, it might not even be connected to currency at that point. People might first receive that mark, not even knowing it's a mark on their body, and then afterwards, it will be needed to buy or sell, and they'll be informed, well, everything now since the crash occurred, it's hooked up to your vaccination records, which are found on your body. Now, this is a very, very important seal. Seal number four. Remember, again, Revelation chapter 6. That's the place to go to find out what is yet to happen. People want to know what is going to happen next. Well, as I just stated, we're on the verge of seal 3, the food scarcity, and then seal 4, the one after, says this. Listen carefully. It says, I looked, and there before me was a pale horse. Its rider was named Death, and Hades was following close behind him. They were given power over a fourth of the earth to kill by sword, famine, plague, and wild beast of the earth. Now listen to this. Grab hold of this point, and don't forget it, please. The word sword in the Greek means a long and broad cutlass or any weapon of the kind, which describes perfectly a guillotine, any weapon of the kind. They're going to be killed that way. And we know, in light of seal number 5, this is when the faithful saints start dying because they refuse the mark of the beast. So again, folks, the mark of the beast is that close. We are on the verge of seal number 3, and seal number 4 is when the faithful saints start dying because they didn't take the mark of the beast. So even before seal 4 has to be when the mark of the beast comes out, because seal 4 is when they start to die because they refuse it. But they're not just going to die because they refuse the mark of the beast, but they're also going to die by famine. I mentioned that earlier. Plague and the wild beast of the earth. And notice this point. One-fourth of the earth. The current world population is 7.9 billion. So let's round it off and call it 8 billion. One-fourth of 8 billion is 2 billion people. Folks, 2 billion people are soon going to be dead. 2 billion people. Can you imagine the chaos? People won't know what's going on. Now, you do. I just told you what's going to happen. God has it written in the Bible. It's been here for 2,000 years. It's in Revelation chapter 6. You could read it point by point by point. Famine, plague, wild beasts of the earth, but especially being killed by the sword. And that fits perfectly the beheading, the decapitation that will happen to the faithful saints. So the stumbling blocks of this hour, right now, people rant and rave, no, that can't be, that's impossible, because the Bible teaches a pre-trib rapture. No, it doesn't. It doesn't teach a pre-trib rapture. Number two, they say the Antichrist must be revealed. Well, what exactly does that mean? Maybe it was revealed. Maybe March 2020, when Gates came to the forefront and said, for the world to go back to normal, 7 billion people are going to have to be vaccinated. Other people say, well, no, the mark of the beast can't be that close because the temple must be built. Well, how do we really know what's going on? There has already been, years ago, folks, listen, years ago they started to sacrifice animals in Jerusalem. Did you know that? Did you know that some were saying, at least one man on YouTube, and he showed pictures, there's an underground temple. We don't know what's going on over there, but regardless of whatever it is, according to Revelation chapter 6, in sequential order, we know when the saints are going to start dying because they don't take the mark of the beast. And yet others are saying, can't happen. There has to be a seven-year agreement that will be signed first. Well, that's not true. They can't prove that seven-year agreement, number one, has not already been signed secretly, or number two, the mark of the beast cannot precede it. They can't prove that. So these are stumbling blocks, and people have seen things in the movies, end-time so-called Christian movies, that are hindering and stumbling them from seeing what is happening. It says clearly in the book of Daniel, deceit is prospering, that truth is thrown to the ground, and the saints are oppressed. That is exactly what is happening right now. Right now, deceit is prospering, and it's everywhere. Well, just recently, not very long ago, we first heard of the Delta variant, and then right afterwards, the Lambda variant. I think this is interesting because if you look at the Greek alphabet, the capital letters for Delta and Lambda, they both look like a pyramid and the all-seeing eye. That's an occultic symbol. This thing, everything that's happening since around March of 2020, and this has been laid out for many decades, even longer, and it has Satanism and witchcraft in various ways written all over, including this, the Delta and the Lambda variant. And for them to go to the Lambda variant, folks, from the Delta variant, they skipped over Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, and Kappa. They skipped over all them to get the Lambda. And as I stated, 666 written all over everything. Did you know? I stated before, I believe that Bill Gates is the Antichrist. His name, Bill Gates III, in ASCII, A-S-C-I-I, numerically in all caps, is 666. He lives in a house that's 66,000 square feet. He's going to be 66 this year, right before Halloween. And on one of the major websites on the World Wide Web describing the microneedle smart patch, that diagram shows that's when phase one is going to begin, which seems to strongly imply that's when the microneedle vaccine is going to come out. Now, is it crystal clear from that? No. It might be off a little bit, but that's what it's saying. There are other sources that have said the microneedle smart patch will come out by the end of 2021. Around the time that all this began, we heard of a patent, 060606. Who patented that? Microsoft. Where's the data going to be stored? Because all this is connected to artificial intelligence, and the data is going to be stored where? By Microsoft. Not only that, Gates is the largest farmland owner in the United States. He also wants to dim the sun by putting calcium carbonate into the stratosphere, which is potentially deadly to everyone. And when I read that scripture right before the rapture, the sun will be dark and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky. Something's going to happen the way we look at the sun, the moon, and the stars. Maybe. Could it be somehow, some way it's connected with this, with what Gates wants to do? He wants to replace real beef with lab-grown meat. And believe it or not, another source says even cockroaches. He's conquered the health industry. And this is a very important point because he went to MIT years ago. For what purpose? To have the vaccination record on the physical body. And that's getting right back around to what I mentioned earlier, the luciferase. And the design of the microneedle vaccine is a snake fang. Folks, connect the dots. Everything is before us. It's right in front of us. Seal 3 is right in front, perhaps just a couple months down the road. They just had yesterday Cyber Polygon, an exercise, probably very similar to Event 201. And Event 201 was an exercise how to deal with pandemics, and all of a sudden, poof, this surprise pandemic hit. You know, as Fauci announced that would be happening. What did hit? Now they're having Cyber Polygon. Why? Because of a cyber attack. And Klaus Schwab said, a comprehensive cyber attack. So what exactly does comprehensive mean? Does that mean they're going to shut off the electricity and the water and the natural gas? If they shut the power off, you can't get gasoline. You can't get your prescription medicine. You won't be able to go to the store and get any more food. They're going to shut us down, folks. This is what's happening. We are in the Great Tribulation. This is a time of trouble on a worldwide scale that has never, ever happened before. The shocking thing about all this, I see a direct connection between what happened in Genesis chapter 3, what God was concerned about after Adam and Eve sinned. He did not want them to reach out their hand and take from the tree of life and live forever. You might be aware of that. I hope you are. Now, these people, I'm talking about the elitists, the globalists, the billionaires, the ones that are really in control, they're pulling the strings. They're telling the politicians what to do. They're controlling the food. They control the money. And Ray Kurzweil, he's one of their so-called prophets, their predictors. Kurzweil said, man will become immortal by 2029. Did you hear that? That's before 2029. He's saying man will become immortal. Why? Because they're all connected to artificial intelligence and one central database. And believe it or not, this is another thing that he also stated. Listen to this. Quote, unquote. Here we go. Ultimately, nanobots will replace blood cells and do their work thousands of times more effectively. Unquote. He actually thinks that their scientific technology change to the human body, tampering with the DNA, altering the DNA, that it's better than how God created us. That's blasphemy. This is the blasphemy that it says is connected with the Antichrist. He's a blasphemer. He's a proud person. And that is exactly what we see. This is a shocker. It's hard to believe. Now, the Bible speaks of, and God wants us to have eternal life. He wants us to live forever. He tells us how. Jesus invites all of us, come unto him, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And that's all of us. We all need his rest. We're all heavy laden. We need Jesus for forgiveness. But this is immortality and eternal life, not through Jesus, the only way to get it. This is through science and artificial intelligence. This is hard to believe. It's unbelievable. It's shocking. But listen, this injection is not the mark of the beast, but the mark of the beast, the mark of the beast is the bodily proof of vaccination. The bodily proof of vaccination that can be scanned and it will be connected to currency. That mark will be on the right hand, and the term for hand is anywhere from the finger to the wrist to the forearm to the arm. Either the right hand or the forehead. That is the mark of the beast. And if anyone right now can still buy or sell and has not been complying with them, obviously the mark of the beast is not out yet, which is a slap in the face to the Seventh-day Adventists who wrongly teach the mark of the beast is Sunday worship. Imagine that. Despite all the heresy, all the false doctrine, all the terrible things, all the ways that people are being deceived. Then you have these ever-aggressive Seventh-day Adventists saying the mark of the beast is worshiping God on Sunday. And it's also not the RFID chip. The quantum dog tattoo is much more sophisticated, much easier, much better than the RFID chip.